3, 2, 1. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the introduction to the Pierce County Fair podcast. My name is Frank Ginther. I work at the University of Wisconsin Extension Office, and I'm the Pierce County 4-H Youth Development Agent.
And I'm Ann Webb, and I am the Pierce County Fair Coordinator.
In this podcast, we're going to be talking about entering the Pierce County Fair. There are a few important things that affect how and when you enter the Pierce County Fair. First of all, a lot of this has to do with what projects you signed up for to begin with. Generally, in about November, when you enrolled for whatever youth group you are in, typically 4-H or FFA, you signed up for projects. Now, this year in Pierce County, we did allow you to make some changes in your projects all the way through April 1st, but regardless of that, we did have a kind of a final cutoff of when you had to sign up or change your project enrollment. That is important to remember that, because those projects that you signed up for, those are the projects that will dictate what you can bring to the Pierce County Fair.
Right. We can't add any additional projects at this time. You might have found another area that you're interested in. Unfortunately, for this year's fair, you will not be able to bring anything in that new area. That'll be a new one to save for next year.
Right. Also, one other thing, and this may apply to a few of you, if you are an associate member, in other words, you signed up quite late for 4-H, or you may be transferred in and you hadn't been in 4-H previously, you won't be signing up for any 4-H projects this year, nor will you be exhibiting, because the associate members participate in activities, but they do not show at the Pierce County Fair. So, now you've signed up for those projects. You did that long ago, right? About, even before you had turkey for Thanksgiving. And now you're wondering, well, how the heck am I going to know what I signed up for? Well, we have an ingenious system to help you with that as a new fair exhibitor, and that's called the fair entry form. Your fair entry form is personalized, and it's personalized to you. It shows those, magically remembers those projects that you signed up for, and it identifies those projects by a 3-digit code. Those codes are the codes that you need to match with in the fair book, because those are the only codes that you can enter exhibits in at the Pierce County Fair. So you will find these codes throughout the fair book, typically in logical spots.
Correct.
So for example, if you enter dairy and it says a code there next to dairy on your entry form, then when you look in the fair book under dairy, you're probably going to see that familiar code, usually in parenthesis, I believe. Is that right?
That is correct. And if you're wondering where to find your particular area, say dairy, in the fair book, there is an index in the front of the book. So find your project areas, and then it will direct you to the correct section of the fair book to look in to match up your codes.
Right. Now, there's some other indicators there by the codes. I believe we have some GS codes as well, and that's for our Girl Scout friends who are looking to enter the fair. They also have to enter in areas that they're working on. So check those codes very carefully. These are not the same codes as the project numbers that you put in back in November. These are different codes that fit with the fair computer program. And then write and circle and, tell your dog, tell grandma, tell grandpa, tell everybody about June 20th. Because what happens on June 20th, Ann?
June 20th is our absolute last day that we will accept entry forms from anybody who's going to enter in the fair. Be you a 4-H member or an adult that just resides in the county that wants to enter the fair, June 20th at 4:30 is our very last deadline that we will accept entry forms. Also, those of you that are in 4-H clubs, check with your club leader, because that club leader may have assigned an earlier due date so that they could recheck over your forms so that we can avoid some common mistakes that are made when youth and adults enter in the fair. A couple things that happen is sometimes you don't enter in the correct code. That is a mistake that we need to get corrected. You want to make sure you can bring those projects that you've worked on hard this whole year.
So remember, as I said earlier, check those codes carefully and you'll help avoid that mistake.
Correct. Some project areas, because they're so broad and we have various age groups, we don't want to compete against one another, we have them broken down by grade. And the grade that you need to be worried about, because summer will be here and you're thinking, well, is it the grade I'm going into or is it the grade I just got out of? It was the grade as of January 1st of this fair year, which is 2008. So it will be the grade you were just completing.
Sure. So whatever grade I was in January 1st of 2008, or the grade I just got done with,
correct,
that's the grade that applies to my fair entry.
Right. Not your future grade. But it is broken down by different grades. So we have like 3rd through 5th grade in some lots, and then 6th through 12. So you're going to want to make sure that you're in the correct lot.
You know, there's some other important areas to check too, and one of those is regulations. In our earlier podcast section on the fair book, we talked about pages 13 through 21, which have some general rules and regs of the fair. Now it's time for you to really, excuse me, dig into your book and start looking at these areas or departments that you're entering, and what will they find therein?
Right. Under each department, first of all, you're going to find a superintendent who kind of helps manage the department for us at the fair. They are a good resource, which we talked about in an earlier podcast, to obtain information if you have a question about entering in an exhibit. Right below that will be some individual regulations that relate specifically to that project area.
And I mean, these might be very, very specific. They might tell you how to properly prepare your animal. They might tell you exactly how many of a certain thing you can bring, things
correct,
like that.
There's,
right,
entry limitations. There's sizes of items that can only be brought. So you need to read the regulations in each department as well that you're entering in very closely as well.
Right. So if you're entering in photography, for example, you'll want to read those regulations very carefully. They'll tell you if you need captions, what size tag board to use. All those kinds of things are found in the main part of the fair book under each specific department.
Correct. There's also other things that we find that sometimes people, you know, maybe make a mistake in entering. As an example, you like to sew. So you have sewn a blouse. Well, you liked sewing that blouse so well that you wanted to sew another blouse. Well, you cannot enter a lot more than once. So you'll have to choose which one of the blouses you want to bring this year. So be careful not to enter the same lot twice.
So in other words, I can't enter petunias and then enter petunias again.
You cannot.
Right. And so you'll be wanting to look at how the fair book is organized, and you'll see when you start getting into the departments, it's pretty logically laid out. There's a department, usually like 1J for dairy or whatever these department numbers are. They go on all the way through about 35 different departments. Then there's a number of classes, and then under each of these classes, you'll find the specific lots. And that's where Anne is talking about. You cannot enter the same lot twice.
Also, what we find that happens is, we just had mentioned that June 20th is the absolute last deadline. So after June 20th, we cannot add any entries that you would like to add to your fair entry form. So if you think you might be able to bring it, you may not have it completed by the time your entry forms are due, but if you think there's a chance that you're going to be able to bring your exhibit to the fair, write it down on your entry form.
Yeah, you're much better off doing that, aren't you?
Correct,
just
you are.
Get it on there. And so even if you think your strawberry plants look really rotten right now or whatever, I mean, if you think your pepper plants don't even have a chance, and of course they're pretty little right now, you'll want to write it down. Because if you haven't written it on your fair entry form by June 20th, pretty tough to add it.
Right. And it's okay to sign up for some things, and then if it just doesn't turn out, the peppers didn't turn out, it's okay not to bring it. But it's a lot easier to what we call scratch it, saying, I just couldn't bring it, it wasn't ready, or I didn't have, you know, a good enough crop. It's okay to scratch it, but we cannot add it after the fact.
Right, so that is a good quick review of how to enter the Pierce County Fair. So check out what you entered in November. Remember, that'll be on your personalized form. Be sure you watch your code numbers carefully, and watch your grade designations carefully. Read the regs and get stuff in by what day?
June 20th. And one final comment on that is, there is no dumb question. So if you have a question while you're filling out your entry form, you know, prior to the June 20th deadline, please give our office a call. Our fair office number is 273-6874, or the extension office number?
That's 273-6874. 8-1.
It's better to answer a question pre-fair than at the fair. It saves a lot of hurt and stuff for people who wanted to bring something. This way we can get everything entered correctly.
We'll see you at the Pierce County Fair.